Authorities in countries affected by Ebola should check people departing at international airports, seaports, and major border crossings, and stop any with signs of the virus from traveling. The World Health Organization, WHO, made the recommendation on Monday, although it also said that there's no need for wider travel or trade restrictions. The agency is coordinating a massive scaling up of the international response, marshaling support from individual countries, disease control agencies, and within the United Nations system. Stéphane Dujarric is the UN spokesperson.
In a statement issued ahead of World Humanitarian Day, the World Health Organization also denounced the threats and harassment of health workers fighting the Ebola outbreak in West African countries and called for their protection. The number of cases continues to grow. It reaches 2,127 in Guinea, Liberia, and Nigeria, and Sierra Leone, and with a total of 1,145 deaths, according to the World Health Organization.
Earlier, the agency had acknowledged that the extent of the West Africa Ebola disease outbreak could be larger than previously thought. The UN coordinator for Ebola, Dr. David Nabarro, is traveling from Geneva to meet with the Secretary General in New York. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.